It seems like things are really at a stalemate now. The governor won't accept your numbers. Speaker Silver wouldn't come to the conference committee meeting today. What do you think is the next step here?
Well, they're wrong. The speaker's wrong because we did a budget reform package, passed it again this year, calls for conference committees, the general conference committee to meet publicly. He refuses to meet publicly. That's just plain wrong, and I can't excuse that, and the public shouldn't excuse that. And this governor has got, you know, like a one-track mind. He is not the kind of person that wants to sit and negotiate and compromise. He seems to want to just dictate, this is the way it's going to be, take it or leave it. And the system doesn't work that way. There are 212 elected representatives in the legislature. They have a right to have a voice, and I represent the same constituency in New York State with my conference as he does as the governor statewide.
Have you tried to have a meeting where you actually do a give-and-take kind of compromise kind of meeting as you did with some of the other topics like workers' compensation reform and the ethics reform?
Yes, but, you know, the governor, in fact, when we had that disturbing meeting last week, I called him and asked for the meeting. And my intent was one-on-one, just the two of us, to see if we couldn't make some progress philosophically in the big issues. And because our issues are tax cuts, going back to the property taxpayer, school aid, because he redistributed school aid in a different way, which disadvantages a lot of the downstate suburban districts, and it's just totally unfair. So we have to add spending to fix that. And the health care cuts. I mean, we believe in reform, but just drastic cuts are not reform. They're punishment. They're pain and suffering. So I wanted to talk philosophically with him kind of about that, about the big numbers, what we're talking about, and how we could progress. All he wanted to do was get very combative, very argumentative. And I've said before, this governor, he's just too temperamental.
In this budget process, you're the odd man out now. It's been like total role reversal. What is that like?
Well, you know, we think we're doing the right things, and I'm going to stay with it, doing the right things, rolling over and letting them just roll over us and dictate to us would be the wrong thing. That's not democracy. That's not representative government. It's not fun presently. I'd rather be getting along. I'd rather be just getting something done, and especially a budget on time. But I'm not making the choices. He is electing to get totally political, totally confrontational, and, you know, that's his prerogative. So I'm going to do the best that I can to do my job.